mother made him wear many sweaters in winter weather. That metal plate could sure get cold in inclement weather. Father weatherproofed him so the metal plate would hold. Grin and bear it, you have to wear it, was all that he was told. The sucking chest wound. King, the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. It was a bird defect that doctors could not correct, a gaping hole that would not heal, a birth-related rip in the middle of his chest, like two hungry lips that revealed. Such a young and tender heart fixed behind a metal plate, itself the size of a comic book, a little door, a kind of grate for the world to take a look into. King, the sad sucking chest wound. King, the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King, alone in his lonely bedroom, picking at the cocking that held the plate in place, buried in the shadows of an autumn afternoon. Hot, heart-wrenching tears coursing down his youthful face. Picking at the seal that held the plate in place. Picking at the seal, despite his father's scowling face, who'd cry and sting. Knock it off, knock it off. Stop picking at that thing. Knock it off, knock it off. Stop playing with your cock, king. The sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King, the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King, the sensitive boy with the open heart, had a soul that was given to a delicate art. He dreamed of drawing faces into that organ's glowing heat, or pressing a tender ear to its loving, living heat. Soon college time had come. Packed up plate and the cocking gun and his newfound freedom found his plate too drab. So he drew a heart upon it and discovered anatomy lab. Oh, King, the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King, the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King had lucked into a part-time position, exposing his viscera to an aspiring physician. Removal of the plate he found did not hurt, but the gawking reduced him to feeling like dirt.
The miracle of life
has come to sad ruin, for King the sad boy with the sucking chest wound. King the sad boy with the sucking chest wound.